What's up and welcome to this week's episode of How Not to Summon a Dungeon Master.
Previously on The Outsiders, my door is always open, Mr. Spruggett. I have been watching you from afar.
You can hear the emergency in his voice.
It's going to take us 12 hours to get there, Dick.
Bluebird down.
That means nothing to me, Dick. Nightwing. I'm so sorry, but it sounds cool, Dick, but I don't know what it means. I've said this before. I'm aware of the location of the Batcave. My file's coming up again, isn't it?
I feel like
I suggest that we all prepare.
Yep.
Get some rest. Mm-hmm. Because whatever we're walking into in this clock tower might be bad. And I'm going to sit down and put my hat over my eyes.
That's so racist, by the way.
Too, you know what that is? Splinter from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It just sounds... Yeah.
Donatello, what are you doing?
It's fine.
It just sounds like...
It's fine. That was Raish, and he's on the ship.
Racist Al Gore.
With Donatello. Turtle, apparently. Okay, so is there nothing else you want to do while you've got a bit of time on the Queen? You'll have a few hours
left.
I'm
not doing anything.
I'll just doing my wrist-string work.
Eating and sleeping and sorting my ear out.
Okay, so you fly into Gotham. As always, it is wet and cold and night. Whoever...
Smog.
Yeah, there'll be a smog. The Queen swings into the watchtower.
The crotch tower.
Swings into the watchtower and lands. The door opens and the place is a bit of a mess. Cables have been cut through the kind of rugged ragtag job of these computers. Has all been smashed up, screens are damaged, and the main computer Dick was working at is practically in two.
I will follow what I assume is a blood trail leading down the stairs.
Yes, so there is a blood trail, and it goes to the door.
I'm just going to keep trying to locate Dick. I'll follow it.
Yeah, so...
I'll let these two know. I'm going to just see if I can locate Dick.
You... make your way down the stairs. You get about a quarter of the way down. You've done maybe 8, 9, 10 flights, and there is a puddle of blood on the floor, but no Dick.
It stops.
Sorry.
It just stops.
It just stops.
I look over the banister. Did he fall?
No body, and there's no blood on the banisters at all or anything. Tawny, give me a perception check.
12.
A 12. So, you walk off of the Queen. Why are you changing dice again?
I haven't changed it again.
You keep stealing mine.
Yes.
This is a new week. I think you'll find a reason.
Why are you changing dice this week again?
She's going for the My Little Pony one.
She's
right?
Going for the My Little Pony
100%.
One.
You can put that naughty boy back in there.
You walk off the Queen, assessing the damage for the first time to the watchtower, seeing all of the ruin. You are kind of taken aback, and then something catches your attention at the corner of your eye. And in the med bay, you see movement, but it stood up.
Okay. And can I get to it by running or quicker to go through a window?
Oh, you can get to it by running, yeah.
Okay.
Like, the med bay is designed to be cordoned off and blurred glass.
Right.
As to remain sterile.
There's a separate room to the watchtower, is it?
It's in the watchtower.
Okay.
It's like a makeshift glass room that is... steamed glassy, like,
okay.
So you can't see in, you can just see lights and shapes behind it, but you can't make anything out.
So I wouldn't have known what that room was anyway.
No.
Like Star Wars style, like glass and then operation room.
Yes.
I want to go check that out, but be prepared with my wrist.
So how are we doing that? So you get to the edge of this room, and it's not a very large room.
Is the door cracked open, or is it shut?
It's not. The door is automatic. This is a sterile room.
You took your thing out.
Come out. You left it on the queen.
I did. I said I'm 8 floors down. I've still got mine.
Yeah, but of course, I don't know where you guys have ran to.
I told you. Where we were
He did say.
I did, oh, okay. Yes.
8 floors
she
down.
She was in her own little world, though.
Yeah.
She can choose to ignore me. That's fine.
No, no.
Maybe disrespect.
Maybe you should roll to see if you actually noticed that we told you something, seeing as you were in your own world.
But if I can't see you, I'm going to do it over comms anyway. You could just be right behind me and go, I'm right behind you. You don't need to do this.
We're 8 floors down.
I'll do comms, but I'm going to whisper and say that there's some movement in the med bay. Where are you?
Do I hear it?
You do. But right, okay. Before you get a chance to talk, a woman's voice comes over the comm. I know.
Am I familiar with the voice?
Can I boot in the door? I'm booting in the door.
Okay, so
it's automatic though, isn't it?
So it's an automatic door.
So just gonna swing away through the door.
Yeah. So you kind of may edge your way to the door, and the door slides open, and there is Dick on the table, stitched up, his shirt cut open, and he has a lot of stitches, but they're not. Knife, they're what you would guess are only a few inches deep.
Puncture
wounds and gashes, but nothing's been run through him.
Right.
He is unconscious, but he is breathing, and his heart monitor is dinging very healthily. Mm. In front of you is a female figure in an all black suit. The cowl has pointy ears on it, but where you would expect the mouth to be on a Batman suit, there is a piece of leather stitched over it. And there is a Bat logo on her chest, but it is not a solid one. It is the Bat logo, but it's a yellow outline only.
Okay.
The inside of it is black, the same as the suit.
Barbara?
And the suit is stitched up.
I'll look at you and be like, Tawny's just told me there's somebody in the med bay, and then a woman's just come over our comms. Might want to check. And I'll teleport up and he'll grapple up.
Okay. So you'll get a few seconds to
assess.
Talk and assess, yeah.
Does this lady look like body type? Does she look old or young? Or how am I judging this?
She...
Because an old lady in a leather suit looks vastly different to a young lady.
She's taller than you.
Right.
But there is no hair exposed.
Right.
At all. Her body shape is athletic.
Cool. It's not Barbara then.
No, you would have recognised the voice.
Yeah.
You would have recognised the voice.
I don't recognise the voice. I'm just going to sort of be wary. She'll be like, who are you?
And the cowl, where you can only see the whites of her eyes through this thing. No mouth, nothing. Just looks at you and carries on doing what it does to Dick to stitch him up. And
yeah. Okay. I'll just sort of go round the other side to see if she does anything to me. Whilst I walk round to the other side of Dick and check him over.
So she watches you very intently and moves very slowly, just with her gaze, just her eyes follow you, but it's her head moves apparently to make it very obvious that's what she's doing.
At least if you're not going to tell me who you are, can you tell me how Dick is doing, please?
And she taps the heart monitor.
I'm just going to go over the comms. I don't think she can talk anymore. She seems to have lost her voice.
And then you hear... Yeah. So you two would come in right about now. You would be a little earlier, but you would be maybe 5 seconds behind him.
Do I recognise her?
No.
Do you recognise her butt? Because you'd be behind
you
her.
Instantly see the Bat logo on her chest, and the cowl is pointy-eared. Utility belt, cape, all black.
She looks exactly like a bad girl.
She looks like a bat girl. She is definitely a girl with a bat logo on her chest.
Yes.
So just as you both round in, you hear a spit over the comms, like a literal spit. And then Nightwing chirps up. She's with me. Cass, help. And then points at you, and then points at Dick.
not Dick. Points at who?
Dick on the table. Points at all of you.
Oh, right.
Points at Dick on the table.
Does that mean you're with us, Dick?
And there's a very slow nod.
Okay, that's good. We're getting somewhere.
I think she wants us to look after Dick while she goes off to help Stephanie.
Is that what you want?
And she nods and then taps her wrist.
Okay, off you go.
Do you want one of us to come with you?
Just you say that as she gets to the door and she turns around and then just points at you.
Just me. Okay, cool. See ya. Look after Dick.
Rude. Very well.
Skip away.
So you leave with her, but she opens the watchtower's main clock window where you fly in. And the wind takes her cape as she stands on the edge, and then the cape stiffens and she just jumps.
I want a cape like that.
You've got wings.
And you see her drop like 10 stories,
right,
and then just pull and just glides with like an unprecedented amount of speed.
I will
towards Arkham.
Try and copy, but with my wings.
We're still in the med bay.
It's I'm going to try and copy, but with my wings. Let's see how well I do copying.
She hits the side. Yeah.
They don't turn on.
Yeah, she pulls to my dad.
10 stories.
There's a window wiper. Fucking.
No, it's the blooming.
Only one wing works.
Yeah, I'm just going around in circles.
So you leave. You two are alone with Dick on this operating table. He is stitched up, in and out of consciousness. So you get an opportunity to do whatever it is you want to do. You have access to the whole watchtower.
Ooh.
Has he got his scrimmer sticks with him?
He does. They are next to the bed on a steel table, and they are covered in blood.
Shoved her blood into a police computer from his sticks.
Lick it. It's definitely
a dead dick.
His.
Licked a dead dick. That's something that you did.
Stop licking it!
It's alright, that's a Baldur's Gate joke. Anyway.
I don't think you'll be very good at looking after him.
What do you want about?
He's stitched up and stable.
He's good.
He's just in and out of consciousness and probably in a lot of pain.
Check his blood. The blood on the sticks.
Cool. Okay.
You come back and he's worse.
I'll take a scrimmer stick to the plane because the computer in the system is actually
Yeah,
broken.
The queen. Yep.
So the queen. I'll take it back.
When Dick comes in, I'll be fully visible for when Dick obviously comes into, and I'll let him say whatever he wants to say. I'll wait for him to initiate.
So you put the blood into the queen to analyze, and Dick Grayson pops up.
It's definitely his blood.
You're beating with his own sticks?
Yes, but we saw him fight back with those sticks as well. Have we got a copy of Dick?
Copies. We've literally just been told about copies of people
only
by Rajal Ghul.
Only Damien, though, because he was a clone.
That we know of.
I'm not there.
I say to the ether.
I'm waiting for Dick to say something
you
to me.
You could put a comm back in your ear so we could communicate.
I don't want to talk to you right now. You get to go off and do cool things, and I have to go and do my investigation time.
You're a detective.
So.
Yes, I am a detective, but you think I am.
Dick grabs you by the wrist. He doesn't squeeze very tight, and you can feel the weight of his arm on yours. You're supporting him.
That's a heavy dick.
And he tries to get up.
Right. I'll just shake my head at him and just be like, "Not right now, Dick. Just what's happened?"
And through the missing teeth and the burns and cuts and bruises. He tries to talk, but you can see that there is strangulation marks on his neck. But he can talk. It's just strained.
He's one of us. He's wearing the cowl.
The one that was stolen from the watchtower, I assume.
And he just nods.
Hidden beneath his cloak.
And he nods again.
Hey, you got comms on?
Yeah, well, yes, my comms are on, yeah. Yeah.
And then he...
The gas.
Gas?
Don't breathe it in.
Dick, I don't breathe. He has a point. But everyone else, did you get that?
I did, but somebody else hasn't got the comms.
Cut to him at the computer breathing in gas.
I'm going to say that to Cass.
Oh, it's a rave.
I will repeat what you said to Cass and say...
She's on our comms.
She's on comms.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. Okay, don't worry.
Cass, gas.
Oh, yes, don't breathe her in.
And while Humphrey's not there, I take out Ra's al Ghul's sword and kill him. What happened? He didn't make it.
Accident.
30%.
I just didn't like him.
And that's why I said 30%.
Then he passes out.
I'll just I'll walk back through and relay the information to Mirror. Mirror.
Yes.
Dick spoke to me very, very briefly. He's passed out, but he said something about the person is wearing the suit that's stolen from here. They're part of the family. It's under the cloak, like we said. And he said something about not breathing in gas.
The blood is his.
Right.
I'm going to say to you over the comms, it's the gas that I said about the...
From Scarecrow?
From Scarecrow, the fear gas.
Right.
May I? I'll go and grab a fucking comm, please.
Finally!
Somebody has got access to things they shouldn't have access to. Tools to take down the Justice League. It's
Damian.
Obvious.
Damian.
The blood.
He would have access to the Batcave to get the fear gas. He would have access to this clock tower.
I imagine there's more in the Batcave than just fear gas. Exactly. By the sounds of it, this individual knew how to specifically take down each member. Now, yeah.
How would he even know that?
I mean, fear gas can get to anybody.
Does that mean...
How would he know how to take down all of them?
So, Batman canonically has a plan to kill...
Oh, yeah, but we don't know, do we?
Every Justice League.
We are trying to play
and
that.
And is in possession of kryptonite.
Does anyone else know apart from him?
No.
About his protocol.
Only the Bat family.
So they would be aware.
Which would be Damian.
No, I'm thinking about old...
Dick.
Who's the only other one that we can talk to? Stephanie.
She would have a limited knowledge.
She was very much...
So does that not ring true when I say that?
She is an outcast of the Bat family.
So we can't get confirmation because Dick's passed
out. Canonically, like she was only Robin for about a month.
Is that a bit like Cassandra as well?
Yeah, Cass is an outcast at the Bat.
Can I wake Dick up again? Can I give him a shake and a slap?
Yeah, he is unresponsive.
Stab him a
Dick,
bit.
Dick, I just need a nod or not. Did Batman have something that could kill all the Justice League?
If you spend a hero point...
I spend a hero point.
And he keeps his eyes shut, but he nods.
I run back through to you.
What did he say? Got a right, now.
You've got one, have you?
I went and picked one up.
All right. He's. So he said.
Are you leaving?
What?
The room.
No, no, I'll stay in there. If he's got a comm piece, I'll stay in with Dick. Yeah, yeah. So he's nodded.
Yeah.
What did he say?
He's nodded.
I'm going to come over the comms because I would have heard what you'd said to him.
Batman has something. Batman's acquired items to kill the Justice League.
Have you asked Dick if he recognised the person that tried to kill him?
He said, yeah, he said he was part of the family.
Can he be more specific?
I mean, his blood is...
He's got his eyes closed. Dick, is it Damian?
He does no response.
Give him some
he said that because he was wearing the cowl.
There's no guarantee it's him. No.
Recognise his chin?
I mean, the idea of the cowl is you don't recognise.
We can't confirm or deny if it's part of the Bat family or not. They're just wearing Batman's old suit.
The blood on the Scream Six is Damien's, or is
Dick's.
Dick's. But he was fighting with them.
He also dragged them with him through his own blood.
He did.
Is there no other DNA on the suit?
Any other DNA?
No. Dick was outdone.
Yeah.
Quite as much as he fought easily.
I mean, you fought the two ninja people in the other place, and minus the death touch, they would have been pretty hard to hit.
Yes, very true. Well, I pussies.
And you guys are younger than Dick. Dick's in a wheelchair, and he got hit with somebody who was trained the same as those ninjas.
Worse.
Exactly.
Mm.
So he was going to be outnumbered no matter what.
I don't know what else there is for us to find. The Batcave might hold answers, I don't know.
I think the Batcave may contain the person we're looking for.
Potentially.
Or at least the things that killed the Seven.
I don't think they're there anymore.
Well, then, would there be a log there of everything Batman's collected?
So Batman keeps case files on every case ever.
Perfect, so we'd be able to go through them, see what's missing.
I guess it's you and me, because she's gone.
Depending on how far back you go.
Me and Mira will climb back into the Queen and set course for the Batcave.
We can't.
Can we not?
The Queen is controlled by part of the families.
So it's only answering to the Bluebird Down protocol, which is to respond to the leading member of the Bat family. And right now, that was Dick. He is stable, so you have the Queen.
Ooh.
Could they not get Dick on the plane?
It has got a med bay, and he knows the cave.
We'll take Dick.
I'll pick him.
Okay.
Because, you know.
Yeah, he shouldn't touch me. That wouldn't be good.
Probably wouldn't help.
No.
I'll come over the comms and say I'll meet you at the Batcave when I'm done.
You do whatever you need to, fam.
We're taking Dick to the Batcave.
Okay. So, you get to Arkham.
Oh.
The Cass lands in the wreck yard of Arkham. There are weights everywhere and pull-up bars and like tennis court and basketball court bits to do for the prisoners. But it's empty.
Arkham has a wreck yard.
I'm sorry? Tennis court?
They live like kings here.
Please. Joker and Mr. Freeze. Out on the courts, having a wonderful time.
Wearing skirts.
Bane is umpire. No.
True love.
Two-Face.
Fuck off.
No.
What?
I just realised. Two-Face is umpire. That was out.
He just plays with himself.
It wasn't out.
You got a coin there somewhere.
Yeah.
So you land in the wreck yard. And Cass puts her two fingers to her eyes and points everywhere.
So scout about, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can
she talk at all? Can I just ask? Do I know much about
her? There's a reason her mouth is stitched.
Because is it actually stitched?
No. She doesn't talk that much through trauma. Her silence is a reaction to traumatic event.
Do I know anything about these traumatic events being part of...
No, it would have been before your time.
Oh, okay.
Only just, but before your time.
Okie dokie. I'll just follow the silence then.
So you see her looking around and darting around, and then in the corner, lent up against a walls where they join together, you see Nightwing bloodied and battered, and she tries to stand, but just flops and slides down the wall again, and then on the wall you can see blood where she slid.
Okie dokie. I will run over to her.
And Cass beats you there.
Right. That's fine.
Not by much, but she beats you there. Grabs her hand in hers and pulls the part of the mask off that's covering her mouth. Underneath is a perfectly fine looking
jaw.
Probably middle-aged woman's lips and jaw and face. No horrific scars, nothing. And you can see a few strands of dark brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
And she leans down and hugs Nightwing. And Nightwing just taps her on the back and tells her it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
This is fine. And then goes to pick her up. And Nightwing pushes her away and tells you to run.
Why? What's going on?
She points to a hole in the wall. The hole in the wall is about 18 to 20 feet tall and wide.
Right.
A 15, 16 foot man in a luchador mask with pipes coming out the back of his skull, down his arms, into tanks on his back.
Kind of missing your punching bag this time, aren't you? You're going to have to take some punches this time.
And Cass turns around and you see panic. Her jaw drops.
Yeah.
She pushes the mask back up and just readies herself.
Was he, like in the Batman film, Poison Ivy's toy?
No. Bane is very much an independent gangster. He's a luchador. It's his actual profession, which is where the mask comes from.
Yeah.
The thing that makes him Bane is like the Poison Ivy film. It's the green
goo
venom is what it's called.
Super strong.
That makes him a tank.
Right.
You're gonna lose this fight. You're not beating Bane. You can try, of course, if you come up with some brilliant plan. But I would act smartly.
Yeah.
And not punchy baggy.
Perfect. I've got an idea to get Stephanie out as well. I want my two B drones to carry her.
Just for size, his fist is your torso.
Great. I don't plan on fighting this man. But I need to get Stephanie out of there. So I want my two drones to carry her out.
What Bane voice do we want?
Oh, it's Tom Hardy.
Do you want the Tom Hardy one? I was going to go, do you want the Mexican one, the proper one, or do you want the Tom Hardy one?
Why would
Tom
you shoot about as you push him out of the airplane? You thought darkness was around.
So, of course. Cass just puts up both fists.
Yeah.
Roll initiative.
Yeah, hold on. That's it. It's not down here, is it? It's like, come on, then.
For fuck's sake.
Like 15 foot.
Nat one.
Yeah. Oh, God. Jesus.
And you've used your hero point. Wait, not this for this week.
This is the second... Yeah, I have.
Not for this week.
This is the second nat one. Oh, no, I haven't. You're right.
You haven't. I'm the only one who's used the hero point.
She needed it.
You this can, session.
You can re-roll it for a hero point.
And you know what I'm going to do with it?
What?
Nothing.
What does it mean for me getting a nat one?
You go last.
Well, then I don't give a shit.
It's supposed to skip a turn.
Yeah.
But this Mutants and Masterminds is fucking weird. So... With their whole fighting.
It's shit.
Shit.
It's shit.
But we go.
But we go. So, Cass instantly just out of nowhere, four batarangs just fly straight at him. And he just puts his arms in the way. And they fall to the floor like dinky little toys.
Mm-hmm. Oh dear.
And she looks at you. And shrugs. But her fists stay up.
We need to get out of here. We cannot fight this guy. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, you punts.
Oh, you punts.
If Humphrey was there, he'd take him.
I mean, there is a way you could beat him.
I will go over the comms and say that we've got a massive problem here. Do I know Bane's name?
No.
No, there's a big guy.
Bane is his name.
Yeah, I know, but do I know his name? He's not announced himself.
Bane? Oh, you know, you would recognise Bane.
Bane's just come crashing through the wall at Arkham. You guys fancy helping?
I'm sorry, the person you were trying to reach.
Fucking EE!
Cut back to Kevin Bacon at the dinner table with Raish. We'll take over this world, Raish. One EE at a time.
What's your parry?
14.
No, you're going to be pancaked.
That's fine. I'm going to just try and get out the way. I'm trying... Do I have to roll for my drones, or can my drones just do that?
Your drones can do stuff, because they can't really interact or fight.
No, so I just want to get Stephanie out of there.
I would say if you want to do something with them, though, it will cost you your action.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, Bane, after brushing off these batarangs, you see both legs spread a little bit and his shoulders drop. And he... So, toys to play with. And he comes charging at you. What did you say your AC was?
14.
You go flying.
Of course I do, but I'm further away from him.
I guess that's a twist to look at that.
That is 3 degrees of failure.
Of course.
You are prone, dazed, and fatigued. So you are hindered, which means you can only make one action per turn.
Mm-hmm.
You are prone, which is obvious, and you take a -1 penalty to every roll you make.
Okay.
From now on for the rest of the day until a rest.
Did she say over the comms, Bane is... Did you say what you said, yeah?
It's your go.
Yeah, I want to get my drones... At least if I'm lying down prone, I want to talk to my drones to tell them to go get Stephanie and get her furthest away that they can.
Fly.
Because, of course, I don't know... Oh, wait, I would know where the Batcave is now because we were trying to put it into the system.
Yeah.
And... We couldn't because it was taken over. So I know where the Batcave is, or the possible Batcave.
I've mentioned it a few times that it's at his manor anyway.
Yeah, so I'm going to send... Because I know that they're going there with the ship, with a med bay. So I'm going to send my drones to that location with Stephanie.
Okay.
We're all getting together. The family's getting back together at the cave.
What's even part of this?
Cass fires off her grapple to the wall behind him where he came from and reels, and you can hear it whirling and the steam coming off when it's winding in as she just puts a combat boot to his face.
Mm-hmm.
And his head gets knocked back, but he doesn't make any sounds of discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
You just see him turn to where she goes and reach but miss.
Thank God.
I've destroyed all of your living team. Do you think you pose a problem? Come back, little bat, or your friend will be my new target. And he just comes bawling for you. What AC was it again?
14.
He was telling Cass to basically come back, otherwise he was going to crush you.
Mm-hmm. Have you moved?
Yes, she got knocked
back. I got knocked flying.
No, I mean, like, have you moved?
No, but I wasn't. He's seen her drones go off to go and collect thingy. He knows that she's planning on running away.
I had one action that I could do, so I used my action to get Stephanie out.
Instead of getting herself out, she saved... She's a hero!
Exactly.
So he comes running through, and he doesn't stop. You just go through the wall with him. You are fading in and out of consciousness as you've just been piled through, and he slows down and you roll, and your just limp body just rolls over and over and over.
Are we aware of how powerful Bane is?
Oh, us absolutely. On the ship.
Like, Humphrey is like, not this one.
So, just after you see him kind of walk over to you, and through blurred vision and swelling, you can just see this hulking giant stood above you. It is your go. You are prone, you get one action. And you are -5 to any roll you make.
So where am I right now?
Yeah, -5 on all checks.
Are we going?
Where am I right now?
You are in the next part of the yard, which is just... It's looks
like a playground.
Like just a mass of concrete for people to walk on. There are no gym equipment, so you would guess high facility... and high-risk patients come here that can't be trusted with equipment or anything.
Okay, and I'm on the ground and he's over over me.
And you are swollen, your vision is impaired.
Right.
You are fading in and out of consciousness, but you do get to do something.
No, shoot him with your stingers.
I'm just going to go over the comms.
Fly, you fool!
If I fly, he could catch me. I'm going to try flying, fuck it.
Like a bug!
So, you do try and fly, that is your action, so you will need to roll for it.
To get out of his range.
So it's five, is that? Flight five?
Yeah. I love the fact that we're listening over the comms as we hear her get smashed through
you can
wall and
talk
like,
as well.
Like,
19. I'm trying to get out of 19. Here. Yeah. I don't
being
wanna, I'm not trying to hurt him, I'm just trying to get away.
She was a good bee.
No, you do not.
Yeah.
So his AC is 30.
Right.
Have you got a hero point?
Yes. No.
So there we go.
No, you don't. No, I re-rolled.
Oh,
I didn't re-roll. I do have a hero point.
Yeah, by all means, use your hero point to re-roll if you want.
Yeah, I'll re-roll.
To change the thing.
Oh, no, that was worse.
to change the scene.
It was a hero point, do it with advantage.
Okay.
Worst. Oh god.
No, just fucking at this point.
So he grabs you as you try and fly off just by the ankle. And as he does, he just pulls you down, and there's no trouble for him to just drag you, even though your wings are flapping.
He's gonna turn into Bam Bam from the Flintstones.
And Cass, you see her on his back, just trying to grab him round the neck, and her arms can barely go round his neck, and she's like punching him in the side of the head repeatedly.
Sick boy.
Pull out his tubes.
Yeah, pull out the tubes.
Yeah. I'll say that. Can I say that over the comms to her? Can I talk during the comm?
You can talk.
The
just
tubes.
On your turn.
The tubes.
And she's just not having an effect, but you can see she is trying.
Yeah.
That
makes it all better when I'm dead.
Everyone loves
she
a try.
Tried.
Yeah. That'll be written on her gravestone. She tried.
Hey, Batman took Bane down. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
And he...
I'm not Batman.
Slams you into the ground.
Of course he does.
You are going to fall unconscious. As you do, you swear you saw a cape, and then you fade out.
I'm gone. I thought it was like a ghost.
What?
Do you wear a cape?
It's Batman.
So we...
I have a coat.
Oh, okay.
It might look like a cape, I guess, if I was dropping out of the sky.
We go through the waterfall, and you enter the Batcave.
I'm sure she'll be fine.
Dick is unconscious on the bed still, and the queen lands on a pad. The cave is very much the animated series cave.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With lots of different levels of walkways and big areas to train and stuff on, but they're all kind of jaggedy built into the cave rather than a flat surface.
So it's not like the Lego one where they're all like lined up along the side.
No. The queen lands and the door opens into the cave.
Mm-hmm.
You are in a very dimly lit area. The gangways look rusty but sturdy. This is a very wet area, and everything is covered by white sheets.
I guess I'm just going to vip around and
go into the computer.
That's fine. I'm not savvy enough with that, I'm afraid. I will spend my time in the cave teleporting around looking for items, or missing items.
Go to the armory.
So, yeah, what are we looking for in particular? You wouldn't have a great knowledge of what might be missing or what might not be. The cave is covered in...
My guess would be
a
that
thick layer of dust,
yeah,
and...
specific items related to taking down the Justice League will be stored away somewhere
very
secure. So I'm looking for said secure.
I'm also looking for areas where the dust has definitely been disturbed recently.
So you walk around. The main computer, the back computer, is covered by a sheet. The chair is covered by a thick layer of dust in front of it. some of the glass has hand marks on it in the dust. Like someone's rested their hand on it. But all of the suits are still in there. And they are battered. They're all torn relics. And they all look quite modern. They're black and sleek, augmented to enhance the wearer's strength. So these would be Batman's later years.
Not like the missing one in the tower.
Yeah, which was light, old school.
Mm. Is there a missing one for the one that he took out, I'm guessing?
So you look down the line to the ones that you guess are getting newer. The last one is missing.
So is that two Batman suits gone?
Well, he's wearing one, wasn't he?
Including the one he was wearing.
Right. Oh, okay. So there's two people dressed as
Batman.
Oh, no.
Is the last container not the one that he was in?
No, anyway. That lives in a pod. That is.
Oh, so there's two suits missing?
Yes.
Three?
Well, one Batman was wearing.
One he was wearing.
The one Batman was wearing, the one from the clock tower, and the one in here.
Three.
Yeah.
So that's three. Yeah.
But two missing.
Two missing.
Yeah.
Because
know
where one is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The very opposite of missing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
He was wearing.
So the last suit is missing. The newest suit of readily available.
We don't have any information on what suit that was. But I could call it a power suit. Looking at the
Noir
developments.
Noir, put on the second newest one. It might help you.
I'm looking at the suit.
It's got the augments on it and stuff on it. I think you could use it. If we're fighting people like Bane, we might need you to power up a little bit. Just saying. Maybe it's time.
I'll think about it. Let's have a look at the computer. I go over and I have a look at where the dust has been disturbed on the computer.
So it hasn't on the sheet. It's undisturbed.
Have I found anything while I'm...
No, not in your basic observations of the room. Everything looks kind of how you would expect it to look for a retiring vigilante. Everything is covered and old.
There's nothing where somebody would hide something.
The Batmobile's still there. The Batwing is still there. All of the memorabilia, the giant coin for Two-Face, the giant Joker card, the T-Rex, they're all still there. So you rip the sheet off the computer.
Lightly.
Lightly.
I don't want to disturb the dust.
So you do so, and the keys have a thin layer of dust on them, but not much. But they have been covered by a sheet for however long. Give me an investigation check.
20.
20. So you, I imagine you've got a torch or something that you would keep, like a very basic detective shit.
I'm role-playing a detective.
Store-bought, readily available stuff, but all of the necessaries.
Basic investigation.
So you pull out a torch and you start shining it over the keys. Some of them do look like they've been used, but there's no discernible pattern. It just looks like someone's been typing on it.
Any of the keys more heavily used?
No. No, it looks like someone has not input one thing. They've been typing a lot on it.
Boot
so
it
it's
up.
Been used.
Ask it to bring up the last thing that was viewed.
I'll boot it up.
So you turn it on and the blue Bat logo comes onto the screen.
Would that mean that the last person to access the computer was Nightwing?
No, the blue Bat logo is a version of Batman's logo.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
It would be technically Tawny, the last person that logged on.
And then eventually it comes up with a bunch of logos and a normal desktop that you'd expect for Batman. Custom software, not your standard Windows or Mac or anything. What are we doing with it?
I'll be back in 1 second. There'll be a logo on there for Dick.
Oh, for Dick Grayson?
Mm.
Yeah, so the Nightwing logo is there.
I'll go in. Hey, Dick.
And he rouses and puts his hand to his head and then everywhere else that he's currently bleeding from.
It's an emergency. We're in the bat cave. How do I get on the computer?
And he gestures you to come over.
I can log on.
Cool. Let me get his wheelchair.
It's a folding one.
It's canon now.
Wasn't a big high tech electric one. No, it's a folding.
Foldable wheelchair.
I'm guessing that got literally fucked up when he got beaten up.
Yeah, he threw it off the tower.
Got a secondary one.
Yeah, so it got fucked up.
Yeah. So he's got a backup.
He's got a bat chair.
He's got a bat chair.
It's got wings on
it. It's painted black, that's it.
That is literally, it's got wings on the back.
It's leather.
It's the most condescending fucking thing ever.
It's got a tiny little cape.
Go on then, we'll take over the computer.
So, you wheel him over, he sits in front of it, and all he says is,
Alfred, Nightwing, B-01.
Are you joking me? B-01.
And it doesn't let him log on.
Doesn't.
And he tries again. And same result.
Been logged out of the system?
Voice, pattern, passwords.
Bollocks.
I do my best dick impression. No. I'll try my best.
You'll try an American accent.
To say his code in his own voice.
Okay.
You're looking to see what I can roll for this, aren't you?
I would guess, because this system sucks and we don't really know what we're doing, even though we read the books, it's crap.
Intellect?
Presence?
I would say presence.
Yeah, presence would be the one.
There's no performance stat, so... Yeah.
15.
15. It's not good enough, I'm afraid.
It's a shame.
You could... Oh, no, actually, no.
I tried.
Bad idea.
Do you want to try Mirror?
I want to try something, but I don't know if you'll allow me.
Okay. Throw it at the wall and see what sticks.
I don't know what sort of software there is on the Bloomin' Queen, but I feel like this would suit me very well.
Voice recognition. This tape recorder's been going for the entire time.
Absolutely not.
As I use a hero point to show I have had a cassette running to record everything.
To say what? Because he's never said the log on sentence.
No. To have Dick's voice, though, and adjust it to exactly what it needs to be.
I would allow the tape recorder. I wouldn't allow the rest. At all. That's a stretch of a hero point.
Yeah, but now I've got a point of reference.
That's a good point.
Absolutely not. Do you want to keep your hero point?
No.
No, you want to keep the recorder instead.
I'd rather keep the recorder. It's for his memoirs.
I kind of want the recorder.
There's nothing we can do if Dick can't say the passcode because he's voice is all fucked up.
So, as you're trying everything to log on to this computer, you hear roaring engines from outside.
I go full invisible.
And then the waterfall breaks.
I go full in- the minute I hear the engines, before the waterfall breaks, I go invisible. Full invisible, and I teleport into a dark corner.
Yeah, I know, but your
drones
know.
Are
Stephanie's
not roaring
coming.
Engines.
Well, if you no, let me talk rather than going has.
Sorry, Stephanie's here.
They really tried. That's why they're roaring.
And the Batwing swings around.
Yeah, somebody's taken it.
And lands on its pad.
It's fine. You know I've...
Oh, wait, so it's come back?
You know I'm about...
I've rolled my eyes. As I'm left with a man in a wheelchair.
Use him! Throw Dick at him!
And
the first time.
The back opens. A ramp comes down.
That's Batman.
And out of it walks Batman.
I knew he was fucking.
Give me an insight check.
Just awareness again?
Yeah, we'll go with awareness.
Is it one of the older ones? Just out of pure knowledge.
The multiverse.
No. The older ones from Gotham.
Natural 20.
Natural 20?
He got a nat 20.
Can I get this advantage? Because I've actually been in Gotham.
It's not an older Batsuit. This is a modern.
Is it the one that's missing from the kit?
That's what I'm on about. Is it the current?
Yeah.
I mean, 15.
Oh my god, it's Ben Affleck.
Oh my god.
No,
I'd rather the other one.
You recognize this is not Bruce. He's shorter. He's not as built. The suit, though, you do recognize as probably one you have personally been around him whilst he's wearing it. And he steps off, and from behind him, three beds are following him, floating. On them are Tawny, Nightwing, and Batgirl. And they have all been knocked unconscious. Batman, he doesn't miss a heartbeat. He walks straight past the suits, straight to his computer.
Batman A01.
He's laughing because he's just got that on recorder.
I use the hero point.
And it doesn't let him sign on.
How did you get into my cave?
Join us next week, where our dynamic trio have to answer to the Bat.
Reunited. And if
you've got any questions or queries, go to our Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook at How Not to Summon, or go to our Discord at How Not to Summon a Podcast, or go to our Linktree at How Not to Summon. Or you can go to our shiny YouTube, where you will subscribe and like all videos and watch them in full. Do as you're told.
Give us a review on Spotify.
Yeah, let's five stars. Not? We've never asked for them before, have we? No.
5-star review.
Give
on
us
Spotify.
The stars, you prats.
Give us 1 star.
This is an average show.
No, I'm spending a hero point. I want 5.
This is an okay show.
He's just not having high hopes. That's what
No. We've got good chemistry according to that one review we've got. I've been your DM, Mr. Grayson.
I've been Humphrey Fast Fingers Spriggett.
I've been Mira Noir.
That was a big build-up.
Yeah.
I'm leaving that in.
I've been Tawny.
See you later, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Ta-ra.